Any news from Von Kobe?
There is news. You'll be the first to know.
Unless you call me again, in which case I will never tell you.
Welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities between Marvel Comics and their MCU counterparts. And we are your hosts, Jeffrey.
And I.
Hello. Hello, and welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Yes.
It's finally cold, for those of you who have been keeping up with our weather
it's
updates.
It's so cold. I wore a long sleeve.
You wore a long sleeve. And if you want to see the long sleeve, you can do that on our YouTube channel, because this is a mini Marvel.
Yes.
And you can watch this episode as we're recording it.
Yes.
But yeah, so welcome to mini Marvel number 20.
Woo!
Where we talk about the broader Marvel Universe and MCU's hottest topics.
Oh my god, our mini Marvel's almost 21.
It's crazy! It's almost legal enough to drink. But you know what is actually crazy is that because of the scheduling shuffling we were doing.
Yes.
We haven't had a proper mini Marvel since July.
Yeah,
August, which was our San Diego Comic Con sort of recap episode.
Yes.
Oh my god!
Because we were traveling a lot.
We were both traveling and busy and doing things, and so this is our first one since August, practically. So it's been a minute, that's for sure. But what is even funnier is that in the last month, at least, we've been joking about. There's no news anywhere. There's no news anywhere.
There's been barely any news in the last month.
In the last month. And yet, in the last 2 days, maybe, they've dropped bombs here and there of
Small ones. Yes.
But stuff, which is like, okay, let's talk about some of the meat on these bones. So first and foremost, Fantastic Four, First Steps, is officially streaming on Disney Plus, and... Speaking of, you know, like little pieces here and there, they announced a Lego Marvel Avengers Strange Tales. I guess it's a film? Movie? Animated film?
Oh, yes.
I
remember seeing something of
this. Yeah, there's a trailer out, and it is an animated Lego movie, and it was recently announced, and it premieres on Disney Plus November 14th with a very notable cast. So
hell yeah.
The overall premise seems to be it's Hawkeye at the helm. Along with the Avengers, but there's like an influencer blogger that wants to see them all fight cats.
Sure.
I don't know. Oh. I will be watching it either way. And so the notable cast, however, is kind of crazy. A lot of these names will sound very familiar to you. Troy Baker as Hawkeye.
That's funny.
Joel Miller is Hawkeye in this one, and he's also Loki in Marvel Rivals. He's incredibly versatile.
Yeah.
He's so great. So he is now taking the helm of Hawkeye in this film, which I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Steve Blum, my old friend, as Wolverine, who is pretty much Wolverine across the board in a lot of senses. James Mathis III as Black Panther, Mick Wingert as Iron Man, Roger Craig Smith as Steve Rogers, my secret girlfriend, Laura Bailey, as Black Widow.
She's amazing.
And Jason Alexander as Magneto. Is that the Jason Alexander? I was wondering about that part. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's that Jason Alexander, but Jason Alexander as Magneto. So it's going to be a fun little movie. Again, I don't know how long it is. It's definitely not a series. It's a film.
It's a movie,
But I would say like maybe it's 30 minutes long or something. I don't know. But it seems fun. So that comes out next week or this week. It just came out because it drops this week. We're recording on a Tuesday. So and so from there, jump to Marvel Games, which has had, I think, the most news of anything lately. So Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra. I forgot about this game.
I know.
I
need games to drop, man.
You mean drop, like come out?
Come out, because my PS5 is really dusty.
Ghost of Yote.
I know.
Expedition 33.
I haven't hopped on the Ghost of Tsushima train yet.
Yeah. It's fun.
I know. But I've heard really good things about
it. I was playing just as Jeff came in, and I'm just like, I've been playing this game for 84 years. I'm only 23 hours in. But yeah, there's a ton of games. And I mean, next year might be a year, because between Wolverine and all these other drops and God knows what else, because they've not announced everything yet.
Yeah.
You're going to have your options. And so I forgot Marvel 1943 was coming out, but it's officially been pushed to quote unquote beyond 2026, whatever that means. So that means
games are just,
it ain't,
especially these big AAA games. Like,
yeah,
it's hard nowadays. Like,
oh yeah.
GTA 6 has been pushed back for a long time already.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's kind of bleak. But yeah, the game was slated to arrive in the new year. It was supposed to drop in January, February, I think, first quarter. And now it has an unknown release date. So beyond 2026 to me, because people were like, what does that mean? That means 2027 or later.
Yeah, it just means it's not coming out in 2026.
It's not coming out next year, which is a shame because it's had a long lead, just like the Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's had a long lead and they teased it last year. So now it's been pushed. So as a reminder, the synopsis states, 1943 Rise of Hydra is an upcoming action-adventure game developed by Skydance New Media, inspired by the 2010 Marvel Comics limited series Captain America / Black Panther Flags of Our Fathers, and it's set in occupied Paris during World War II.
Mm.
And so, yeah, and it's Azuri, not T'Challa, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of...
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds super fun. So it's kind of a shame that it's not coming out yet. But hopefully in 2027, even as wild as it is to say 2027...
I know. Oh my God.
We'll get that game. And so I don't know if you saw this, Jeff, but are you familiar with Marvel Tokon?
No, not that. No. I probably saw it somewhere.
You had to have seen it. So Marvel Tokon Fighting Souls, it's basically their new version of Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, okay.
And so this new game, another game I forgot that was coming out, it's officially going to be in closed beta testing this December.
Mm.
So if you're not part of the PlayStation beta program yet, you can sign up right now through, I think, December 4th to be a beta tester, perhaps, of this closed testing period for the game.
Mm-hmm.
It looks awesome. Like, and you can do combos and team ups, and you know, it's all that, you know, punch, 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 kick, 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 somebody else jumps in.
Okay,
Iron Man does a combo, Star Lord jumps in, and it's a lot of that action going on, and it looks very anime like, manga like. I think it looks awesome. I signed up. We'll see if I get into beta testing, but it's like one weekend straight, and that's it. Not going to let anybody play it for a while, but that might be, that feels like it's cooking. It's almost ready to go, you know?
Okay.
So that might be dropping next year. And if you want to sign up, you go to PlayStation.com/ Marvel Tokon Beta. And it'll take you to the sign up form. Pretty easy. And so per Jeff, speaking of games.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I was so upset when he texted me this. Kith has dropped a first look at their latest Marvel collaboration based on the original Marvel versus Capcom.
And I know how much you loved those games. So I was like, oh, wait.
Oh, my gosh. And I dreaded opening it because I saw the preview and I was like, no. And I've loved their previous drops. I'm not even a Street Gear person, but it's so well designed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're dropping figures, hats, blankets. Like, what else? And I don't know if I saw t-shirts. Did they? Or
there
did
was,
not yet?
There is. I think I sent you one earlier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks amazing, but they are Kith prices. So that's the downside, is that.
Yeah.
And it's going to sell out. In seconds.
Yeah, the arcade one already is gone.
Is it on sale already?
It was that one was a raffle,
of course.
And so, and it was $895.
But it
comes with the chair and the arcade thing.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, the
bar stool.
Yeah, yeah. It comes with the bar stool, and then there's also other games on there too. So.
That's pretty standard.
So if you're in New York, it's going to be at a couple New York pizza spots.
Yes. Yeah, I see. It's going to be in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
It's going to be at Lindstrey, which is like one of my favorite pizza spots out there.
Yeah, Lindstrey, Upside Pizza, and Finney Pizza.
But it's cool. I think that because Kith has this cool collab with Marvel IP, and it's like, wow, like they're really going the distance with it.
It's so great.
The action figures.
The action figures are great.
Like, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, and they're like mildly branded. The boxes, of course, the graphic design has stuff. And it looks like the characters have some semblance of Kith on them somewhere, but it's not gaudy. Again, it's like really well designed.
Yeah.
This guy does not miss.
Like for collectors... It's always great.
I love that one of the first comments that I see when I look at this Instagram post is, I'm leaving here with something. Sensational.
Keep scrolling through. There's a Wolverine
there's
one.
There's so many.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Because
it's also Capcom characters. So like Ryu and all of them. Can you keep scrolling through?
Oh,
there's a Wolverine one.
There's like almost 50 different shirts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a Wolverine shirt. Cool. If you keep going, where I was like, oh, I think that I didn't send it to you. I was like, like that one.
That's cool.
It's a zip up. It's a three-quarter zip.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, oof. It's a Street Fighter. And
well, that's interesting because I didn't see the Street Fighter 2 stuff. Like, I just saw the MVC. So it is interesting. Like, it's straight up Marvel versus Capcom in any iteration.
Yeah.
Oof.
Like, that's cool.
It's crazy because if any other brand tried to do these designs, it would look crappy. Like it would. But Kith can pull it off.
Yeah, from what I've looked up on the lore, Ronnie is a big, you know, he grew up on that stuff. So
he's my age bracket. So he's into the good stuff.
And what was like the first one was what the shoes, right?
The shoes. Well, I think there was a Spider-Man wave.
The Spider-Man first in the Bronx, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it Queens? Pop-up. It was Queens, right?
Yeah.
During NYCC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was San Diego. With like the mystery shoebox packets.
X-Men.
Yeah. X-Men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was cool.
And then they skipped a year because it was Asics. Somebody else took over last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With the Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer, Doom and all that.
Yeah, it was Asics, but I think it was like
different
in collaboration with like with like a card company.
Oh my lordy. So these dropped this week. So we'll see. I want something.
You're telling me I want something too, but I'm also just like, look, I don't need this.
I don't need it. It's SpongeBob. I don't need it.
But it is cool stuff.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Especially if you're into this kind of thing.
I know. I like I'm gravitating to the 8-bit, the traditional like group photo is on everything.
If you just need to go get something.
Or this tiny little guy, Servbot from Mega Man. Oh.
Look, because there's so many different characters,
only 40 shirts.
I think you could leave with at least something you mildly would wear.
Yeah. man, I can't wait to see the resale on this because holy cannoli.
I mean, oh, there's also shoe packs. It's they're shoes.
Oh God, is it here?
I don't think. No, these are just the.
There's skate decks
and
too.
There's posters.
Prints.
Oh, and there's hats.
The hats.
That's cool.
Blankets, towels. Oh, it's a fan. It's a rug.
It's a rug.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of. It's a blanket.
Throw blanket.
And that one's cool too.
It's a comic book cover. Where are the shoes? I don't want to see them, but you know. No, and
it's not on the Instagram, but if you want to Google it, it's on the Kith website.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
What if you go shop now on the shop now program?
We're navigating this website in live real time.
Oh yeah. Return. Yeah.
Capcom versus. Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
No. It's just the preview.
Yeah.
Marvel versus Capcom, Kith, shoes.
We're keeping his head.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah, so it's like a.
Oh, those are cool. Very colorful.
Which one is that one? That is Iron Man versus Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool. That makes sense.
So you can buy them in like a pack like this.
Yeah.
That's Iron Man versus Mega Man. That one is. I forgot.
Yeah.
But.
That's really cool. Black.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat.
It's really cool. And I was like, yeah, man.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Guile Captain versus, America and then...
Oh, wait. Guile versus Mega Man? Captain America? Oh, okay. I see what it is.
Yeah.
That's an artistic photo.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
They're so good at what just they
like,
do.
Yeah, like he gets it.
2 packs of shoes at once, though. Woo!
If you want them, yeah.
You're going to break that.
But it's like,
bank.
I feel like this is like partly for like, yes, the streetwear, but it's also the collectible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like crowd.
Well, especially because they've officially veered into posters, too. Like, that feels yeah. like, oh, wow, they're really
yeah, like there is
going
somebody in the world that is
oh, yeah.
collecting this.
I'm willing to bet someone has made it their life's mission to get everything. And it's not me.
Which is so,
But
yeah.
there is some
yeah.
young guy out there, maybe girl, who's
yeah.
very well off.
You have
and
money,
is like,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Because this stuff is not cheap.
No! No!
But it is cool. Like, if you are really, cool. like, if you grew up playing this,
oh, yeah.
you would, you yeah. like, this is for you.
This is 100%. Oh, it's so cool. So, yeah, check out Kith.com for more of that. Ah, it's too cool. I almost wish he didn't show it to me, but I'm glad he did because it's
like,
so neat.
I was like, oh, I was like, I can't like not bring this up.
Yeah, no, it's so great. I love it. It's really cool. Do you ever try for any of these? Are you gonna try for this?
Because of like how I shop now.
Yeah,
I have to like. Genuinely, it has to be like a love at first sight thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I have to be like, yep, I want that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And same. Then wake up, if I wake up the next day and I still want it, be like, okay, then yeah. But if I'm like,
yeah,
you know what,
I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm okay with not having it.
Yes.
I used to be super like FOMO of like, ooh, oh, I want it. Like, ooh, I'm gonna wake up for it.
Yeah.
Now, like, I'm very selective now.
Well, especially how people are acting like with the Starbucks Bear Cup, for instance.
Oh my god! Yeah. Okay.
My
trainer just told me about that.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, "Did you hear about the bear?"
It's
I was like, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
It's
and
insane.
He was like, "Yeah," like, and he showed me like a resale of it. I was like, "What the hell?"
Someone has one listed for $10,000.
Why are
eBay.
They?
It's like a $20.
What's the lore? Do you have the lore here? Do you know the lore?
There's literally nothing. It's just a glass bear from Starbucks with a hood with a. A beanie on it.
Is it like a Christmas? Is it a Christmas
no,
thing?
No, it's literally just a glass bear with a green Starbucks beanie on it.
Okay, man.
And the consumerism of it is that people are lining up at 4 a.m. before it starts, before it opens.
But like, why?
Because of the FOMO.
Just because it's from
FOMO.
Starbucks?
It's crazy. I don't know.
It's not even my favorite coffee shop.
I know, right?
It's not even in my top...
That's not coffee.
It's not even top 100.
Sorry for baristas out there, but yeah, Starbucks ain't coffee.
let's just say I'm not going to go out of my way to go to a Starbucks.
No,
And if it's the only thing available,
sure,
I still won't go.
Wow. Yeah, no, actually same. I'm not into it. But yeah, it's simple as that. They have a Hello Kitty collab too, and so
I mean, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And so it's interesting how it's kind of shaping the way people buy and collect things. So that's what has me kind of intrigued about this drop.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to go as quickly as the rest of them do, or is it going to linger a bit because there's so many designs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, it's even like ice cream flavors. Like Sam and I, we just went to Jenny's ice cream.
Oh, Jenny's.
And my friend Elwood, he kept reposting this flavor.
Yeah.
It was a. Oh gosh, she's gonna hate me that I freaking.
Oh,
it's a butterscotch brownie, but then there's something in front of it. It was like, I don't know if it was yuzu or like a miso. Miso
okay.
butterscotch brownie.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And like Elwood posted Damn. It, Sam was like. Like, ugh, like I want to get
wait,
this.
Wait. One question. Is it a butterscotch brownie or is it like butterscotch with a chocolate brownie?
Oh, no, it's like an ice cream flavor. Like it's all mixed
in.
No,
but what is that flavor? Is it? I'm trying to imagine like miso, butterscotch.
Brownie.
And then if it's a
I'm
chocolate
assuming,
brownie.
Oh, wait, but there's like brownie chunks in it.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was good though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, sure.
But and like Sam was like, we need to try this. So like we're out in dinner in LA, and then it's a seasonal flavor or a temporary flavor
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they do things.
We called the Jenny's that was closest to us where the restaurant was.
Uh-huh.
they were out of it. Like, they were out of it. And
social media,
I don't know,
men.
Like, did they only have pints of it, or what for what it's, they were out
you
of it.
You couldn't get it.
Yes.
A scoop of it. Yeah.
And then we went to, then we called the one in Larchmont.
yeah.
And she was like, do you have it there? She's like, we only have it in scoops, not in pints. And I was just like, okay, I guess we'll drive there. And yeah. It was like, it's only 15 minutes sure. away, but it's like the opposite way of home. But I was like, yeah, let's go. And I like Larchmont.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, this is freaking insane, the fact that we have to like call
right
to see if like to an ice cream flavor is like there, but they are bringing it back for those who care.
But that's wild,
because
right?
Jenny's ice cream is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's real ice cream for those of you who are only familiar with Cold Stone and Baskin Robbins.
Yes,
it ain't Thrifty's though. I'll
yeah,
just
yeah. I mean, well, that's but, just like the goat.
Yeah,
that's just.
But
like,
yeah, that's it's incredible because we're supposed to be in a recession, but people are still going ham on stuff.
I mean, even like
ham.
It's just like the culture of like waiting in lines now, you
it
know,
is.
Like, or waking up early for something. Like,
and like I said, it's social media too, you know, social media is just making people crazy.
I mean, like I told Dai off like before, I was like, I'm going to Japan next year, and
it's going to be fun.
All the things that like, I'm getting recommended to, like, oh my god, like now my algorithm is all messed up, now I'm just
I'm
getting
sure.
overwhelmed and my brain is like hurting.
Yeah,
like last night, like I was just scrolling on TikTok and I was just like here's where to go, and I'm like here in Osaka here, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, I can only bookmark so many things, and then like we already have so many things on our list, and
trust
I'm like,
your list, don't listen
yeah
to
and I'm just
people.
Like no, but it's like things that I've like sure, I'm like sure. oh yeah, like I'm yeah. down, but yeah. also just like, oh my god, mm-hmm. and like it's like, yeah, I got here at like 8, got here at like yep. 7 a.m. to put my name down for like when they open at 11, and I'm like, oh my god,
yeah,
like waiting in line and just getting things, like worrying if like, is there gonna be enough when I go there.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like what I posted on social the other day. There are the tickets for San Diego Comic-Con 2026.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Professional only.
Yeah, I was like, so, I was like, that stresses
but
me out.
I'm stressed out. I was like, they've been on sale technically for a few days now. Or not, well, I guess on sale, available is a better word.
Yeah.
And I still haven't done it. It's, but I, my window is until June. But if I were a commoner and I had to wait till on sale to get, to see if I could buy tickets, it would drive me crazy.
This is, now so, this is how I feel about concert tickets.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So it's so
feel,
a fun
I'm like,
time.
Wow. I don't know how I would fare waiting in a queue on Ticketmaster.
Nope. Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to even look at Kith, to be honest. I'm sure it's going to be bonkers. I even tried with the last one. I was trying to get a Silver Surfer shirt, and then I was like, I had that foam. The lack of foam kicked in.
Like,
I was like, nah, actually, I don't need it.
I'm going to get something.
No. Yeah, and this time, I might actually get
like
something.
Like, if the things, like, if there's, like, I'll wait, and I'll be like, I'll just randomly check throughout the day. And
exactly.
It's like, and it's like, if there is something that's still available in my size that I like, sure, I'll go and get it.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to bust my chops.
Not gonna be up at 8 a.m. in logging in.
Waking up at like
that's crazy
8 a.m. or something.
No, yeah.
Or 11 or
not
7 a.m. Yeah.
Not doing it. So anyway, Kith has a collaboration coming out, and check it out if you haven't yet. Good stuff, especially for the gamers. And then one more thing that I wanted to close out with for the gaming section is that Marvel Rivals Season 5 has just arrived, and it's officially begun. And Marvel rolled out the red carpet for who else but Mr. and Mrs. Remy LeBeau. And this is crazy, because I don't think a lot of... I'm willing to bet 90% of people that are being influenced to this right now have no idea that they're married.
Idea.
That they've been married for like 10 years. You know what I mean? And so, funny enough, it was a mystery. There was like... There were hints that Gambit could be coming into the game like a month or two ago, maybe a season or two ago. And so they're finally officially here. And of course, who else would be better to voice them than Lenore Zan and AJ LoCascio?
That's so crazy.
What a grab. Because, you know, after a while, when they cast other people as notable roles, like Storm and all of them, you're kind of like, oh, I guess they're not going to But they did pull out Yuri Lowenthal for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's from the Spider-Man gamerverse. And so it's kind of like, oh, okay, so they're pulling the card for some people. And thankfully, these two made the cut. So they're both being voiced by their animated series counterparts, which I love. And
that is going to be cool.
I promptly yelled at AJ in DMs. I'm like, you sly dog! Because he was so quiet about it. But I'm so happy for my little buddy. He's so good. So I... Hopefully, by the time this episode drops, we'll have mastered Gambit. I don't think...
Or at least Die Will.
At least play him once, because I'm sure people are going to fight for these characters for a bit. Just like they were fighting for Daredevil and Emma Frost when they first came out. But it's going to be a good time on Marvel Rivals. So, again, I mean, Jeff, you got to come
back. I'll take another healer.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's a healer, too. Yeah, oof.
I'll take another healer.
Love it.
That means... Yeah, that means Rogue has got to be a duelist.
That's what I think, because they don't want to make her as powerful as someone like Emma Frost.
Yeah, or
Jean Grey is not a Vanguard, right?
Yeah, Jean Grey is also a duelist. She's not a tank.
She's a duelist. She's not going to be a tank. She should be a
tank. What if Rogue just doesn't have any powers, but it's just like if she's fast. So if she gets to you, you just die.
I mean,
like if she just touches you, you die.
That'd be kind of cool, right? Like,
she has nothing.
That's why I want it. Like, obviously, while we're recording this, they have not revealed Rogue yet. But I'm so intrigued on how her mechanics are going to be. Because can she do the thing where she's walking and then fly? Or is she going to be like Storm in them where they just kind of fly the entire time?
I feel like she could fly, but maybe it could be like a she
mix
could be like
both?
A Star Lord.
Yeah, I think
like a Star Lord. Iron Man's also Iron Man and Storm are Johnny Storm
and
are,
Johnny
they're
Storm.
All flying.
Mm-hmm, they all fly.
But yeah, make them be both.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see whether or not she's a Vanguard or a duelist. But I think she should be a Vanguard. But she's probably a duelist. Happy to be wrong. Future me.
we'll see.
Oh gosh. And so. As for studio news, we did get some crumbs, some tiny, tiny, tiny crumbs, aside Fantastic Four dropping digitally on Disney Plus. But Marvel has officially thrown out their for-your consideration calls for Thunderbolts of all movies.
Hey, it's a good film.
It's still the highest rated of the three that they released this year, which
is
crazy.
Film.
Yeah, so it's Thunderbolts and then Fantastic Four and Captain America Brave New World. And so it's being nominated in all of the expected categories, like, you know, sound design and FX and all that stuff. But they are advocating for Flo for Best Actress, as well as both Sebastian Stan and Lewis Pullman for Best Supporting Actor.
Nice.
I don't think they're going to get any of those in particular, but
hey,
the back end side, like the FX and the sound and the costumes and stuff,
yeah.
I think they have a good chance, especially music. Sonlux is awesome. So I would love to see them get a nom, but we'll find out soon. Award season is coming in real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other tiny, tiny sort of breadcrumbs that we got very recently was that apparently the Russo brothers are reportedly in charge of the next phases of films after Doomsday and Secret Wars. So Feige is pulling away a little bit. Is he
or just, you know,
handing off the torch?
Get now. I don't think so.
I mean,
I think it's kind of just like they have a better understanding of.
Yeah.
Characters,
sure.
And working with multiple characters,
yeah.
So maybe he's just asking for guidance in that respect.
Sure.
And then maybe they can kind of,
right,
you know,
yeah. So I just saw like that this is all I've seen all week is anything remotely related to Doomsday. Like apparently the internet just caught on.
Dude, I haven't
that
seen
there
anything.
Might be multiple Dooms, and it's like, yeah, duh, it's a multiverse, why wouldn't they? And this is something we've been saying for months, is that yeah, RDJ might not even be Prime Doom. So, of course, they're going to have multiple versions. But
I have
apparently.
Not seen anything.
Really? Man. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen like all those stuff, but
sure.
I'm also just like, I don't know, man. I don't know who to believe.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, all of it is pish posh hodgepodge. So, I wouldn't take it with a grain of salt. But, I mean, they're just very mundane, basic statements that could obviously be right or wrong. Like, and they're regurgitating, like, all the fan outlets are regurgitating things that Marvel has said, but, like, changing it
I really want to know like how these leakers like get their sources.
Yeah, there's always
I have nothing against it. I'm just like
there's always a rat.
I'm so curious.
There's a rat, Jeff. There's always a rat. Every
it's
camp.
It's me. I'm just kidding.
Tell me more. Yeah. So we don't know anything else, but there have been quite a few casting confirmations for Vision Quest that are apparently rolling in.
Yes.
And they all seem to be like sub characters, not necessarily anybody from the header roster. But the fact that that information is available at all kind of means that their marketing efforts are ever so slowly crawling in. So they're probably going to start Vision Quest unless it's end of 2026.
I mean, we haven't even seen anything from Vision Quest.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect to, but I think that they're going to start their marketing maybe mid spring summer.
I just want something.
Jeff is hungry. He's ready to be served.
I know. I am hungry. Even I am like.
You're not eating lately with Marvel Studios, unfortunately.
I mean, which is great. It's great in retrospect because it's like, okay, cool. They're setting up for like a little reset, whatever.
Sure.
But,
I mean, like in the last 24 hours alone, I've seen so many 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I'm like, yeah. Because they're back on track. They're not pushing all those movies out anymore.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like 2 years ago, the Marvels came out. 2 years ago, what's his face? Kelsey Grammer came back as the Beast. Two years ago, Monica Rambeau. Yeah. And it's like, 2 years ago, we saw Kamala Khan, get Hawkeye for
even Thor, Love and Thunder too, man.
Yeah. Like, it's all slowly aging like the rest of us. And so next year, is when we'll actually get some more stuff. But again, because Wonder Man got pushed to January.
Yeah.
Which
we'll be seeing. I mean, we'll probably get more Wonder Man in December.
Yeah, I think so,
but
too.
But even the Wonder Man stuff, I'm like, yes, like, come on.
I know. I turned back to my old self and I did not watch the latest clip. Jeff was like, did you watch it, right? And I was like, no.
Man, but shout out to AJ Raphael. He's in the trailer.
Oh yeah, I think I know.
So
who
shout
you're
out to Filipinos,
man. Yeah. He posted a thread. Yeah, he posted. He was like, I'm in the MCU now. I was like, those are words I wish I could say. Like I'm in 616, but I'm not in the MCU. I want to be in the MCU. But yeah, I love that. I was like, yeah, Filipino brother.
Man, that doesn't come out till.
No, and so speaking of, last but not least, the studio dropped that new clip, and it says series premieres on January 27th at 6 p.m. PT, which I thought was interesting as well. It's a full series drop. It's not a series premiere. It's a full series drop. They just don't want to frame it that way. So it's going to be all 8 episodes available January 27th at 6 p.m. So we'll see how it goes. I have very good feelings about this. I'm not familiar with Yahya's acting whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But Sir Ben Kingsley really is capable of making things fun when it comes to his role. And in She-Hulk, not She-Hulk. What was he last in?
Oh, Shang-Chi.
Was he in Shang-Chi? Was it Shang-Chi?
Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he was in.
Was
I know
that the last one he was in? But he's great in everything.
Yeah.
So them together, I already feel really good about it. I think it's going to be real. It's going to pay off really well, I think. But yeah, we'll have 8 episodes, full series to enjoy first thing next year. And and we're obviously going to talk about all that good stuff.
Yeah, because I have no idea, like, Wonder Man.
What to expect. Yeah. It's going to be interesting because they're doing something that they've only done a few times where they're taking a very classic time era based character, like for instance, 70s for Wonder Man, and modernizing it. And so you see that they're kind of doing it in the trailer where they're like, oh, they're casting for the new
Wonder
version.
Man, yes.
And so it's almost meta in that way.
I know.
That they're
they just hire a new one?
So it's going to be interesting how they treat it, but I think it's going to be fun. And then like people aren't familiar with this character unless you're a real comic book reader.
Yeah.
So in a very specific series and stage of Marvel Comics. So it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like that one appearance that Yahya made at the Fantastic Four premiere.
Oh yeah, in character.
In character. I mean, that really kind of, I was like, okay, I'm into this. I like this. I like the vibe of like, he's trying to come through as a serious actor.
Yeah.
And
he was an actor playing an actor.
Yeah.
In real life.
In real life, exactly.
So that means he got the job.
So meta.
Because obviously in the trailer, like,
yeah,
he's auditioning.
Yeah, he's auditioning. So that means,
oh, he got the job.
He got the job, so yeah.
Like, but like, what does it entail?
Love it. I love it. It's so fun.
He has powers? What kind of powers?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be very interesting. And it's definitely going to get some discourse for a number of reasons to be expected. But one of the biggest ones is because of the Wanda and Vision connection in the comics.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't think they're going to go there. It's a little complicated.
But you never say never.
But never say never. Yeah. And so we did talk about Simon in our Vision episode, I think.
Yes.
But to be continued, we'll see what happens when the series drops.
Woo!
January 27th. So I don't know about you, buddy, but that was all that was on my list of updates.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't much.
There wasn't much.
There really wasn't much.
They're true. This note doc I had was quite literally blank until Saturday, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah,
there was nothing to talk about until
and
now.
I was like, oh, Fantastic Four, okay, well, that's it.
Yeah, that's right. It. Yeah, like, but thankfully, yeah, a lot of games, that's for sure. Lot of games, but hopefully by the next mini we'll have more to talk about.
Like I said, they are prepping for a reset.
Yep.
So next year will be so good.
So scared.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Because yeah, Sebastian Stan said some words that everybody was like, "What do you mean by that? What do you mean?" He said like Marvel was just a stepping stone. That was step one for me. And I'm like, is Bucky dying? Bucky's not dying. Is he? Stop.
Mm-mm. Kill him. Or even like Brie Larson. I still follow Brie Larson on Instagram. Yeah. She, when we're voting on Prop 50,
yeah,
she voted. She was wearing a wig. You see that? Did you see that post?
No.
She was like wearing a hoodie and like she was wearing like a, there's like, you can see like the blonde wig kind of poking out. And she put it in the caption. She was like, oh, me voting. Ignore the wig though.
Interesting. Oh boy. Yeah.
And we're like, okay, Carol.
I know, Carol, what's happening there? Yes.
And then Simu Liu is also like, yeah, being asked about like
super chatty.
He's like, oh yeah, it was crazy, like,
yeah,
I was on set with like these people, da da da. And I'm
like, yeah, Flo too.
Was also talking
well
about
it's
it.
it's all starting to surface, and that usually indicates, yeah, something's gonna be released.
Yeah, and then you're kind of, like,
yeah,
whoever you are like on, yeah, set with and on screen with, like, what is the context? Because it's like, if you were to say like,
yeah,
like, oh, Simu Liu and Professor X,
mm-hmm,
are going to be on screen together, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You'd be like, you're like, oh, like Florence Pugh and Ian McKellen are on,
yeah,
the, or
it's
Florence
so
Pugh
crazy,
and James Marsden are on screen together. You're like, what?
Yeah. the mind bender is going to be real, especially with this one. I don't know. But I'm sensing, my Marvel Universe sensing is that maybe, to your point, in the new year, we'll get a teaser poster. Like, very basic. Very basic. A Doomsday poster, and that's it.
That, or even a teaser.
Just
you don't think a teaser?
I mean,
they can't release a teaser without a poster.
Well, unless it's like literally 15 seconds long. No one's going to be in it, except for maybe Doom. To me, I don't know. I just theorize on the show. I don't speak
drop
facts.
It. Please just drop it. Please.
Something's going to come out though, because there's no other reason, unless people are just sweeping up the crumbs, that all this is coming out at the same time. So it's a
media, when is it supposed
thing
to come out again? December? Sorry? When is it supposed to come out? Mm-hmm. Doomsday?
Yeah.
They got pushed to December, right?
December 2026. So that means Vision Quest should be before that. Jeff is in pain. He's in misery.
I just need something. I need
the new Avengers to come back. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
But I think my spider senses are tingling. I think something's going to pop up, which there were more pictures of Spider-Man also.
You know what's going to suck? Because this happens every time.
What? Something's going to drop.
We're going to be done recording this episode. Yeah. And then sometime between Wednesday, yeah, and Saturday.
It always happens.
Something will drop.
It always happens.
It'll be like a Daredevil season 2 trailer watch.
And it's real, because I listen to my favorite podcast, Last Podcast on the Left, and they do side stories, which is basically like our mini Marvels.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens to them, and they say the same thing too. They're like, of course, last time we recorded, immediately after we talked about this thing, something
like no
dropped.
Less than like 12 hours later, like, because Marvel always drops at like 6, 7 a.m.
Shame.
So
shameful.
I will be looking, I will be seeing some, we will be seeing something in the morning.
I know, dang. Well, they hopefully not, because I think they're all their efforts are going into this drop for Rivals.
Oh, for Rivals.
So hopefully it's not this week. Maybe it'll be next week, but I'm feeling something's coming up. Something's going to come through the ether, and it could be Punisher, or I don't know, but we'll see. So super excited. But yeah, so that's it for our mini Marvel. Next episode. So we finally come to the end of our Fantastic Four family character studies. And who better to conclude the Fab Four than Mr. Fantastic himself, Reed Richards.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of comics to read, y'all. I got so many comics to read. But join us in a couple weeks and we'll have that new episode for you. And then one more before the end of the year with our mini Marvel. And that'll be another season wrapped. Tight. That's crazy.
Crazy.
So crazy. We're still here, fam.
Crazy.
And so all that said, that is the end of the show.
Hi, gal.
Yes, thanks for listening, and a special thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, and a We Are Groot salute to Jenny, Jo, Liz, Ashley, Chris, Robin, Laura, Sherry, Ariel, Ed, Nats, Melanie, Katie, Tyler, Andrea, and Andrew. And follow us on social at STRKCNTRST. You can unlock an ad-free version of this podcast, the audio version, by supporting us on Patreon. And if you like what you hear, please review, rate, and subscribe.
Once again, thanks for listening and watching.
And watching.
We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Make way for the King of Teams.